music, lyrics, and literature. You'll laugh, you'll cry, you'll keep me in your heart for a while. On My Way Home, it's the drive home show for when you're already home. Tuesdays from 8 to 9 p.m. on CKAW 95.9 FM in one great city of Winnipeg, Manitoba.
Hello, hello, hello. Kits Temple here to tell you about a couple of lunchtime shows on 95.9 that might just satisfy your listening appetite. Every second Tuesday from noon to 1, take a bounce through the jazz century in Little Big Tent, where we celebrate the past 100 years, one decade per month all this school year. Grab an LBT for your Tuesday lunch, Little Big Tent with me, Kits. And every other weekend, it's the usual unusual at the Temple Tent Revival. Saturdays, 11 to 1, a truly eclectic 2 hours of timely topics treated in titles, tunes, and texts. Contemporary and vintage from anywhere and everywhere. Hope you'll have lunch soon with me, Old Kits, on 95.9 FM Campus and Community CKUW.ca. Doing good afternoon. The time is 12:03. The place is CKUW 95.9 FM. Specifically, we're here in our little big tent. Little Big Tent, the 100 years of jazz brought to you one decade at a time, one month after the other. And I am your host, Kits. We've been doing this since late September. And you know what? It's a Fun Drive time, just about. Fun Drive starts the end of this week. That's an annual CKUW 95.9 fundraising event where we ask for your listener support because we know how well you appreciate what's going on down here and that we're volunteers working so hard to bring you the music that's so hard to find anywhere else on your radios. So at least not curated for you personally like this. Handmade radio. So there's going to be more about that when I'm back in 2 weeks' time, and it'll still be Fun Drive because it starts on Friday and then it goes on for a couple of weeks. And so next week at this time in this slot, you'll have Laura and the Reminder and her Fun Drive episode. This is not mine. This is the 60s. We're in February and we handled the 50s as best we could in two short episodes last month. And then on Saturday, if you happen to be here on the weekend when I was doing our tent revival, we revived the 1940s for the first half of that program. And then, well, with a view to Fun Drive coming up, we revived our April Fool's edition from last spring. So if you want to catch that, or if you want to find out what was going on, you can see all the playlists for the Kits Temple Productions. You can see all those playlists on spinatron.com/CKUW, and then you click on the calendar and you click on you find the shows, which are, you know, Little Big Tent and Temple Tent Revival. You know, I should put some music in the background, shouldn't I? Hardly hear Monk anymore. You know what was special about that part of our theme song, I Love You, Sweetheart of All My Dreams? We've hit the mark. That's from the album Monk on Columbia from 1965. Whereas this other one, Guy Lombardo, that's still 1928. But I Love You, Sweetheart of All My Dreams was an earlier song from the beginning of the 20th century and a show tune. But Monk likes to have his own way with things. And that's the thing about jazz. The old songs keep coming back. You never know what you're going to hear. And they come around in new forms. We're going to find a lot of new forms going on in the 1960s. We're here at last, and boy, am I glad we are. So let me just throw a little something on the platter for you. I've brought my own albums and discs, although it's a... Should we confess that we don't have all our discs and albums at our fingertips these days? However, let's get you started with a little bit of this. Not from the 20s. We're going to have to say goodbye to Guy Lombardo and say hello to Charles Mingus. Just for now, and then we'll hear some more Eric Dolphy in a minute or two. Coming right up, 1960s. It's 12:07 here. Here in Treaty 1 territory, by the way, before we proceed, let's add that we are broadcasting from the city of Winnipeg in Winnipeg, Manitoba, Canada, Treaty 1 territory.
Don't ring the cash register.
These are the homelands.
Could you just continue
originally,
the conversation?
The original homelands of the Dene, the Dakota, the Anishinaabe, the Cree, the Oji Cree, were also the birthplace of the Red River Métis Nation. Without further ado, this is Charlie Mingus. Fables of Faustus. Original Faubus Fables. There it is.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. Remember, no applause and keep it down. Your drinks, don't rattle your ice in your glasses and don't ring the cash register. You got it covered? All right. I'd like to could you just continue this set with a composition dedicated to the first or second or third All-American heel, Faubus, and it's titled Fables of Faubus. Oh, Lord, don't let them shoot us. Oh, Lord, don't let them stab us. Oh, Lord, don't let them tear us. Ha ha ha!
Well, you're listening to jazz today of the 1960s. We're at the beginning of that decade. The show is Little Big Tent. The place is CKUW 95.9 FM radio and CKUW.ca everywhere. Coming to you from Winnipeg, Manitoba, Canada, and that's Treaty 1 territory here. And we are halfway through this one-hour program. We'll be back in 2 weeks with more music from the 1960s. In fact, it's our fun drive episode, so we're going to have lots of fun while we're driving for listener support. That's 2 weeks from today or 1 week from today. Come back at this time and listen to Laura's The Reminder. She'll be doing fun driving at that time, too. I expect we are listening to a lot of Eric Dolphy this morning. We started out after our theme music's, and you know, with that theme music, did I mention that that Monk album on Columbia with Sweetheart, I Love You, Sweetheart, Sweetheart of All My Dreams? Thelonious is having a go at an early song, but that was a 65 album, a very wonderful album. 60s are a great decade for people like Thelonious Monk and John Coltrane and, well, just more people. Then we're going to move into other kinds of people's music. Last time I was here, 2 weeks ago, we said we were going to round things up with Ornette, and we didn't. So Ornette Coleman. Anyway, I was saying Fables, Originus, I'm not saying it very well. Original Faubus Fables, Charles Mingus, bass, call vocal, spoken intro, Ted Kirson, trumpet, Eric Dolphy, alto sax, Danny Richmond on drums, and that was recorded in October of 60. One of Mingus's most volatile and creative groups, according to the notes here that were written by, let's see, I was talking about that last time. It's the guy that wrote the notes was Jeffrey C. Ward and Ken Burns. They produced this series together. Well, I mean, the script, it's described as typical Mingus, using devices like call and response. And the tempo changes and the feeling of controlled chaos. We don't talk a lot in this show, so I should just tell you what it was we heard. After that, Eric Dolphy, Jitterbug Waltz, which was actually a Fats Waller composition from 20 years earlier. And then Eric again with Oliver Nelson and crew, Paul Chambers, Bill Evans, Roy Haynes, Freddie Hubbard, you know, it does, and Oliver Nelson. Wow. So Blues and the Abstract Truth. If I'm not mistaken, that came out in the very early 1960s, 61, 62. And, you know, it was a very good time, really, for jazz. There was stuff going on in the, not only there, but here, too, in Canada. We'll go ahead a couple of years and listen to some Nick Aube Quintet out of Montreal. In fact, the album was the Montreal Scene, 1964, Pillsville. It was a problem then, it's a problem still. Pillsville from the Montreal Scene by Nick Aube here on 95.9. Enjoy. Well, I don't hear it. We'll be right back.
Thank you.
Sorry about that. That was a little slip, but I think we're just about to... Have you had enough saxophone? No. Here's Jackie McLean. That was Ornette.
Thank you.
Omega from Let Freedom Ring, Jackie McLean with Billy Higgins and Walter. Oh boy, I've changed these screens up so many times I can't find what I was looking at. Maybe we shouldn't have done that. Walter Davis, Herbie Lewis on bass. On Blue Note, you know, we didn't talk a lot about the jazz that we play, but if you're interested in the jazz and of the 1960s, like I certainly have been for my whole life, pretty much, you can check out labels like Blue Note and Columbia and Impulse and Atlantic and Verve and well, a lot of other labels too, and European labels, but you know, just to get you started, look there. Blue Note, Columbia, Impulse, Atlantic, Verve, 1960s, an amazing catalog. And I wanted to play more Canadians and more women. And how about Mary McPartlin plays the music of Leonard Bernstein, just to show you how it's not all. We've been playing a lot of hard bop, and yeah, okay. We've only got 8 minutes left before Radio Free Winnipeg. That's not nearly enough time, but I'll be back in 2 weeks for Fun Drive. We'll have lots more music of the 60s, and we'll be looking for your requests. Maybe I'll just play music from every decade then and have another month of 60s later on. This is Mary McPartland with I Feel Pretty. Oops. Can you hear it now? No, you can't hear it, and I know why. Let me start that again for you, ladies and gentlemen. Thanks a lot for listening. Thanks for spending some time here with us today on 95.9. It's 1 degree. Is that above or below? Outside in Winnipeg right now, it's 1 above, and it's going to go to 2 above. Periods of drizzle, very icy out there. We didn't play a foggy day, but it's all icy and foggy. If anyone was at the New Music Festival and heard Wolf's piece called Pretty, okay, now this is I Feel Pretty from West Side Story. Please enjoy, and we'll finish off maybe with John Coltrane and Duke Ellington. Thank you.
do you want?
Information. Whose side are you on? That would be telling. We want information.
Information. Information.
You won't get it. By hook or by crook, we will.
Who are you?
The new number two.
Who is number one?
You are number six.
I am not a number. I am a free man.
Hi, I'm Nikki Maida from the Waylon Jennies, and you're listening to The Ivory Tower on CKUW.